every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, you would have heard about the ridiculous prices being paid for properties down in, well, even Brisbane these days, but of course Sydney and Melbourne as well. Generally speaking, not paid up here. And people say, oh, we've only gone up, I don't know, 5% or 6% or 8% or something. And down there they've gone up 18% and 28% and 38% or whatever. Well, that's not entirely the case, because some properties up here very occasionally go for the sort of prices they pay down south, like this one, for example. This is under the heading Players Punt for Paradise. Ex-Carlton stars Port Douglas escape. And it reads that Carlton AFL Premiership player Fraser Brown has been revealed as the buyer of a luxurious private seaside escape in the far north, the tropical hilltop hideaway. This says here 1-3 Wharf Street, Port Douglas. I've got a feeling that might be, you know, when you go up the hill when you get to Port Douglas, have a look in those gorgeous views down across Four Mile Beach. It used to be actually right out to Low Isles as well, till the trees and the undergrowth all block that view out. But it's a lovely view. I think there's a house immediately under that lookout, and it could be this one. We'll find out in a moment. 1-3 Wharf Street, Port Douglas. Now, it sold for $8.25 million in December, according to CoreLogic. Records show the property was on the market for, oh, listen to this, 1,033 days, hell, after it was listed in February 2018. Mind you, it's, in the view of most people, prohibitively expensive. But it's now owned by FDB Holdings. That was previously called the Fraser Brown Group. Now, a company search reveals the business's sole shareholder is Brown's wife. This is Fraser Brown's wife, Christine Brown. It goes on to say selling agent Barbara Wolveridge of Sotheby's International Realty handled the listing but would not confirm the buyer's identity or the sale price, citing confidentiality. But she said, this is an interesting little quote, Port Douglas was a popular haunt for influential celebrities, particularly those who didn't want to be recognised when they walked down the street. Isn't it funny, you hear this all the time, that Port Douglas is so laid back that people of international fame can just wander around, they don't get harassed, movie stars, top-line pop singers, and even American presidents, for that matter, can wander around Port Douglas and don't get harassed by the locals. Barbara Wolveridge is on the line, Director, Tropical North Queensland, Sotheby's International Realty. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well. It's interesting talking about superstars visiting Port Douglas. Over the years, they've been some very well-known international identities, and it's true. They can wander around, pink and people like this wander around. Nobody harasses them. I remember, I saw a retired Russian president wandering around in Port Douglas one day. No one was harassing him. So it's true what you say. I mean, it's very laid back.
Yeah. It is laid back, and there's a lot of very influential people up there, and they mix with the locals, and it's actually fantastic. I like that laid back style. I like the way it all works. But yes. Nobody cares.
Yes, exactly. How famous you are. It's funny, Jeff Kennett gets around in shorts and thongs or whatever, and they went, you know, a few Victorians, oh, g'day, here you go. But the locals just nod. Everyone says hello to everyone up there. Let's talk about who is. Oh, you're not allowed to say much, are you? But let's talk about the property. Is it the one at the lookout?
No, it's not. No, it's in Wharf Street. So Wharf Street is the one right on the water, and then that street goes up to the lookout.
I see.
So it's before the lookout. Yep. It's got the most stunning views. I mean, it's a fabulous, fabulous property. And John Morris, Mr. Port Douglas, Mr. and Mrs. Port Douglas, John and Marilyn Morris, I mean, they've been up there for a long time, and they sold it, and he's actually doing another development, which is very interesting, called Escape Villas. I mean, John's 92.
Yeah.
And he's doing this fabulous, fabulous development with 20 villas, so soon I'll have some fabulous things to sell again. Because we're just about run out of stock.
Isn't that funny? Because now I know the home you're talking about. I'm looking at the photo of it now. And that's interesting because he, I think, built it, then he eventually sold it, then he bought it back, and now he's selling it again. That's true, isn't it?
He actually bought it back for $10 million. And now he's selling it.
Oh, you're not going to tell us if... Well, there you go. You are telling us. So it has dropped a little bit in value.
Yes, yes. Look, to be quite honest, you know, it needs some work. It's a fabulous property, but somebody I think will spend, whoever buys it, I think will probably spend $1.5 to $2 million on it. And you can do that. So then you're back to a $10 million property. And, you know, just down Wharf Street a little bit, I just sold another property for $7.8
million. Oh, hell.
And, yeah. And then further up where you're talking about, I sold another one for $6.25 million. So I'm having a holiday.
And hopefully taking me to lunch because you can afford it.
And I can, yes.
But let's talk about the one that you just talked about up there at the Lookout, because I as much as I love the view down across Four Mile Beach, I used to love the view from there out to Low Isles. Have you been around long enough to remember that view out to Low Isles when the sailing ships were coming back in the afternoon?
My husband was a golf course designer. He designed the golf course for Christopher Stokes and worked with Christopher.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I lost him last year, but I've been up there backwards and forwards for 30 years.
Mm.
So I do remember the views. And from John's place, you've got the view out over the Low Isles. You've got all those fabulous views, but you haven't got the view down Four Mile Beach.
No, exactly. So it's one or the other.
From the top, it's one or the other,
Why did they let that view become overgrown up there, Barbara? Do you know at the Lookout, the outlook to Low Isles? Maybe it's on private property.
You've got a lot of greenies up in Port. And, you know, when I first did the golf course, all along the water, you could see out. And now, of course, all the people that bought villas can't see out. But as my husband always used to say, it's a lot of rubbish. They should be clearing it. People should be able to have the view that they bought.
Yeah.
But, you know, the council, if you start doing that, they charge you some serious money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little bit out of control. I just don't understand it, because a lot of the bushes in a lot of the places up there, they're just rubbish. It's not even beautiful trees or anything.
Exactly.
It's a lot of rubbish.
Exactly.
They should be allowed to clear it.
I'm with you 100%.
But nobody wants a $20,000 fine.
Mm. Could I just ask you about, I don't follow AFL, so I don't know about this premiership player called Fraser Brown. I don't follow AFL, do you?
No, I don't.
I presume household name.
Yes. Well, when I mentioned to my son, who was buying it, he was as excited as anything because he knows AFL. I don't. But we have actually about four AFL guys up there. We have Ronnie Weirmouth up there. Ronnie's been there for years. I mean, he's a local identity up there. He played apparently for Collingwood for many, many years. We've got a few, and, you know, they just mix in with the locals. And look, I'm not saying whether it's Fraser Brown or not, but you do sort of have all that. But I have to tell you, they are fabulous, fabulous people, and they are the sort of people you would want in a town, if you know what I mean. They're the right age. They're just really, really good people.
And coming here, not for anonymity, just to blend in with the locals who couldn't give a stuff about how famous people are. They just embraced as locals who come up here for all the reasons they came here.
That's exactly right. And they don't care. And some people would recognise Fraser, of course they would, and go up to him. But he's a pretty cool guy. He wouldn't care about that. But, they're just really good people. The other thing, John, there's a lot of very rich people up in Port Douglas that you would not even know about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really quite interesting.
This has been interesting, Barbara. Thank you.
That's okay. Anytime.
Really worthwhile update. We'll do it again soon. Barbara Woolbridge is on the line. They direct to Tropical North Queensland, Sotheby's International Realty. That story, by the way, if you want all those details, quite extensive, including wonderful photography too, actually. And you've got to find the top of the page somewhere. Saturday's Cairns Post. Now,